Alex Soth.
The picture of Charles happened, it's a great example of the kind of the serendipity of the working process, because I was driving around, I was near Cannon Falls, and I saw this house with this glass room on top of it. My philosophy was, if it turns your head while you're driving, then it's something to follow up on. And so I saw that and ended up driving down the driveway and met a woman, knocked on the door, met a woman, and asked her about that room, and she said it was her husband's room and that he wasn't home and that he would be back in an hour or something like that. So I just kind of walked around their property and waited. He eventually came home and he took me through the house. I remember his wife also said that he'd moved the stairwell in their home 3 times, which sort of was a sign to me, oh, this is my kind of guy. He's a dreamer guy. And he took me through the house and he took me up to the glass room. And inside of it were some model airplanes. And he called the room his cockpit. And he said that he and his daughter would make model airplanes in there. This, for me, set off all sorts of alarm bells about, here's a picture, because I had this thing about Charles Lindbergh and this interest in planes and planes as a metaphor. He was a guy who was that kind of dreamer on a small scale, but also using that same sort of imagery. So it was really important to photograph him, and I made his picture. But you never know what picture is going to connect that way with people. I remember at Christmas, I gave some copies of that picture to people. This is little gifts, and have no idea where they are now. And then, years later, all of a sudden, boom, it takes off. And it becomes, you know, that signature image for me. But I'm really, if I could pick a picture to be the signature image, it would probably be that, because it's, it in fact does speak to so many of the issues of that work.